This Living Traditions moment is brought to you by the Blue Ridge National Heritage Area. A passion for the arts and activism has long characterized the Asheville scene. Early in the 1900s, Eleanor Vance and Charlotte Yale established a community outreach program at All Souls Church, which, with the funding of Edith Vanderbilt, became Biltmore Estate Industries. Their work catalyzed social and economic change and a revival of traditional Appalachian handicrafts. In 1915, Vance and Yale moved to Tryon, North Carolina, and established another social service craft industry, the Tryon Toy Makers and Wood Carvers. In this little mountain town that was big on arts and crafts, they trained young people to make fine, hand-carved and hand-painted wooden toys. They made coy little dolls with pastel pinafores and shiny black shoes, colorful soldiers, circus sets complete with clowns and lemonade stands, mountain cabins with barnyard critters. The toys were a hit with young and old. The simple, elegant designs of Yale and Vance reflected their education and interest in European aesthetics, and the Tryon Toy Makers became renowned worldwide. And an article in the December 1923 issue of Vogue magazine even proclaimed, "They are truly toys with souls. They are charming, unique, and have already made their debut on Fifth Avenue." First Ladies Grace Coolidge and Lou Hoover even visited Tryon and became enamored with the quaint toys. Eleanor Roosevelt, known for her lifelong appreciation of handicrafts, endorsed crafts production as a means of economic relief during the Great Depression. Roosevelt twice visited the Tryon Toy Makers and was so impressed with the work of Vance and Yale that she invited them to the White House, which they did in 1935. Vance and Yale eventually sold the operation, and it closed in the early 1990s. The legacy of these remarkable women is honored at a museum dedicated to art, history, and women's studies at the Toymakers House in Tryon. This Living Traditions moment is a production of the Blue Ridge National Heritage Area, preserving and celebrating the culture of our North Carolina mountains and foothills.